The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
How'd I do?
Nope, you missed it. I missed it.
I missed it.
What did you do?
I forgot to put stop sign in.
Yeah. No, for yeah. Christ's sake.
But you
sake,
missed
Bert.
It anyway, so we yeah. both screwed it.
Look, I got 10 seconds and I got to sit and think about it, and they just go dead silent in my ears. I don't know what's going on. I don't even know if it's working.
Counted at eight.
It's working. Don't worry. You're
it's
good.
The, you know, unless I decide to sleep until 5:25 again tomorrow, this is the last day we have to do the mobile broadcast.
Thank God.
From the Comrex couch. No, you know what? I'm thinking maybe I have the sniffles again. I'm taking a COVID test right now for fun.
Larry's going to have
I've
a
got
coronary.
The home test loaded up.
Are you really taking the test?
Well, I like to make things up. So, yes, I'm really taking the test. My snot Q-tip is marinating right now. Speaking of Q-tips, Brady, you'd like this morning. You know, the first time I told everybody, hey, I got to pee, and then you said, I got to pee, and we all went pee at the same time in different locations.
That was fun.
I also ran a Q-tip in my left ear, and I don't know what's going on there, but something came out of it bigger than the cotton swab ending on the Q-tip. It was hanging off the end. It looked like a melted candy corn.
COVID.
Uh-huh.
I need to go to the doctor.
It could have been a larvae shell shedding its skin because it's been living in there for...
I don't believe that's true. I think it was all wax. Because when I tasted it, because I still have my taste, it was earwax. There's no question about it. I wanted to tell everybody it's 8:39. We got the hot releases coming up a little bit. But before that, emails abound about Holmberg Bound, which is going to happen December 1st. I think that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, if
correct.
I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
December 1st is a Wednesday. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. We're rolling out Holmberg Bound once again. I just got an email from somebody who said, I love what you do with the dogs. Sent me a picture of their Bernese Mountain Dog, which I absolutely love, and was talking to me about that. And they've got some money they want to give to the Humane Society while they go down to our Happy Ending show and guzzle down the Holmberg Bound. You can get a hold of the Holmberg Bound early by going online, 98kupd.com. You hop on that thing. You get yourself all signed up. You get the six-packs all loaded up and ready to go. So you are guaranteed a six-pack of the world's most delicious red IPA ever, Holmberg Bound from Four Peaks. It'll happen December 1st. I think like 6 to 8 usually is when we're down there, but we usually stick around a little longer down in Tempe. So come on down, hang out with us, drink our beer, and help out the Humane Society. And thanks again to Four Peaks for helping us with this thing. It is an awesome annual deal now, and I can't get enough of it. I still have one bottle of Cha-Ching Chavez in my fridge right now, and I'm debating whether or not to just guzzle it or save it just in case we decide to not do this anymore. But I think we'll go back again. That beer is phenomenal.
I've got two six-packs left.
You do?
Yeah.
That's gold, man. The Steeler parties on Sundays have been Cha-Ching Chavez heavy. I introduced it to the guys. I had I probably had 24 bottles, and I'm down to one. And I might have had three of those. We're knocking them cold. So that's a good one. Holmberg Bound and Cha-Ching Chavez both excellent. If I wasn't involved in these beers, if we didn't have KUPD or Holmberg's Morning Sickness on it at all, I'd still think they're fantastic. I'm not even – this isn't bias. It's just really good beer. So order it up at 98kupd.com. Get in line early. You can get the growlers. We'll give you pint glasses when you show up. It's going to happen Wednesday. At Four Peaks in Tempe, you guys know where it is by now. Let's have another fun party, even if the weather doesn't cooperate, and it should. We'll go out there and have a good time. I wanted to get into this because I'm getting the email and the video sent to me a lot. Over the weekend, I got it. I sent it to you guys, and I find it hysterical that O.J. Simpson was trying to make out with a girl, and the move she makes to dodge his kiss is so subtle and brilliant, and I think everybody thought the same thing. It's like, oh, If only one other blonde girl learned that little maneuver to get her neck out of the way, it would have been, because she looks him in the eyes while OJ's just standing there, and all she's screaming is an insult, if you pay attention, which is, OJ's out, baby, the juice is loose. Like, she's not hitting on him, she's giving a warning to everyone in the bar that OJ Simpson is right next to her, and he takes it as a ghost sign. Hey, she knows who I am, and
Twitter world. I'm gonna move in for the kiss on the video.
And this beautiful blonde woman that looks strikingly similar to someone else in OJ's life, at least for a little while, makes just the most subtle move ever, and he swings and misses at the kiss. I mean, he kisses air. It is bad, and it's hilarious.
It's like Joe Namath, but not as drunk.
Right, and also Joe Namath never murdered someone that looked just like this woman. So, I mean, it's a little different in that respect. The other factor is that OJ still makes moves on blonde chicks in public. The balls on this guy. It is an unbelievable. If you haven't seen the video, it's phenomenal. Have you guys seen it? Did you watch
it? Yeah,
I watched it. It is great.
The only thing I was hoping about that was, please tell me that was at a karaoke bar and it was in between songs. OJ was singing the whole night.
You think OJ brought out, what would his choice
Your
be?
Your once. Suppose? Twice.
You think he goes Commodore?
Oh, yeah. Heavy.
All right, Twitter world. You guys might recognize me as OJ Simpson, but I like to karaoke and I like to make out and kill white blonde women. So here we go. I'm going to kill the room right now because that's what I do. Easy like a Sunday morning.
He can sing
except
that.
For when it follows a Saturday that you just murdered. That Sunday morning is not easy. That is a tough morning.
She's
damn.
A brick house.
He follows it up with Mac the Knife, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that shark bites. Come on now. With his teeth, babe.
I would love OJ to do Mac the Knife. I want to take OJ to a karaoke bar with nothing but an audience of blonde women and sing songs about cuts
like a knife. La, na, na. Come on, everybody.
I would love it. But OJ having the guts with a camera pointed on him in public to try to kiss a blonde white woman. I mean, I know that sounds very To Kill a Mockingbird, but how dare he try to kiss a blonde white woman in public? I mean, seriously, that the one person that we can throw race away with when it comes to kissing blonde white women is OJ. He can't do it anymore. He's banned from that, at least in public. Privately, get her home, do whatever. But I want to know how that ended. Like, was that the end? Did OJ walk away defeated, or did OJ close? Because she was interested.
Yeah, and I'm thinking...
I'll bet he closed.
He closed.
I think he did.
Yeah,
because I think she was allowed to do that video.
The move that she makes just to scooch for... Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem was she embarrassed him on video, and that's never ended well for a blonde white woman. Like,
well, the bitch got out of the way. I mean, all I was asking for was a kiss, so she'll get hers in the end. I know where she hangs out, and after my next song, which is Love Shack by the B-52s, I'm going to go probably try to murder that woman that made me look foolish on the Instagrams. Anyway, Twitter world, I have some killing to do, so I'll get back to that later on.
But yeah, if you haven't seen the video yet, and people are sending it to me.
I'm putting it on our Facebook page.
Yeah, like I'm his nephew. Like, everybody thinks that I'm an O.J. Simpson connection. I am not. I do the impression. That's as far as it goes. I don't live a life with him in the back, but I do actually follow pretty much everything he's done. He's been quiet on Twitter lately, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's got a Kyle Rittenhouse take.
Ooh.
Hello, Twitter world. I got to tell you, I've been watching the George Truly, by the way. I've been watching the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, and I'm thinking to myself, why didn't I think of self-defense as something I could have done? Johnny Cochran could have worked up something for self-defense. I went over to her house, and then some dude snuck up on me with what I thought was a gun. It turned out to be sunglasses, and I just defended myself with the 14-inch kitchen blade that I carry around at night in Westwood, because it's a dangerous area for me to wander around in. People try to kill OJ all the time. Self-defense is definitely the way that I should have gone, but I didn't. And now I'm free because I didn't commit that crime. And if you've got a beautiful, young, blonde, white woman nearby, I would like to take a run at that, if you don't mind, right after I perform this next song called Where Has My Baby Gone?
I would love to do that. But OJ and the white women kisses, it's just not a good look for you, OJ. But he doesn't seem to mind. He might be the most courageous man in the history of man. Because, I don't know. It's Brady, you probably don't want to get caught on a camera eating an entire ham. Like, it's embarrassing, but that's like your MO. Like, people would say, oh, of course, Brady's not like you. Like, when people caught you eating cheese.
Well, first
of
all, John, if I could eat an entire ham and I could do that, I would do it on camera.
Right. Well, it's kind of like what, that's your brag, like Joe Rogan's brag.
Right.
Like Brady's saying, if I could eat a whole ham, I'd be doing it right now.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, it's the same as us normal guys that say if we could S our own D. Yeah. I mean, Brett doesn't want to get caught at the Italian-American club with a rolled-up carpet. Like, there's just certain things. There's just certain things that, you know, you just don't want to get caught doing because it's too on brand for what people think.
OJ's going not going to sell Cutco knives door to door.
No. And he certainly, and also, shouldn't be making out or trying to make out with white women that look like his dead ex-wife. I mean, it's just a thing that he should be more self-aware about. He's just got to take note to go, eh, I probably could get this girl, but I mean, the cameras are rolling. This is a bad look for me if I strike out because it's going to piss me off and I'm going to murder again. That's what I do. But yeah, it's good to see him off the golf course, though. But he's still got a nightlife.
That's why maybe we haven't heard from him because he, you know, overseeding. He's been busy golfing this whole time, making up for lost time.
You think that's why?
Oh, yeah.
He's been extra golfing?
Well, he had to take a couple week break.
Oh, yeah, because of the overseeding.
There's where the postings were happening, and then all
that's
sudden,
true. He had to go outside of the house and try to bang a white woman to get his mojo back so he could golf through the winter grass. That's a great theory from a guy in his 80s. You know, that winter grass plays a role in his killing.
It does.
It does. You know, and they punch those greens, Brady. Makes you just want to cut the head off of a white woman. Anyway, OJ's not allowed to kiss them anymore. That's just a rule, at least on camera. He can do whatever he wants, but everybody's with me on this. There isn't a black person on the planet right now going, that's racist. They're like, he's right. OJ can't get caught on camera trying to kiss women that look like Nicole. It's just not a thing. And the reason why is because of what's happening. The internet has blown up showing OJ striking out with this lady. But if only Nicole was so adept to make that quick move. It's like a good boxer. I always looked at Gennady Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez. They always have this ability when a guy throws a punch to just subtly move their face and make it a glancing blow. That girl, she didn't overreact. It was just a real subtle move forward. OJ went to kiss where her head just was. Good head movement. That's what it comes down to. And if Nicole had good head movement, she'd be here today. It's true. It's a fact. We got the hot releases coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's FamilyBBQ.com.